11 minutes after 4 South African time. It's a beautiful Tuesday morning, Yom Tov Tha, which is also today the 25th of Rabi'ul Akhir, 1443. We welcome the listeners of Radio Al Ansar International. We welcome the listeners of Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah. And of course, we welcome our beloved senior Fadilatul Honorable Ustad, Hazrat Malana Mufti Abdul Qadir Hussein Hafidhahullah. Ustad, welcome to As-Safina to Ilal Jannah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, Ustad.
Wa alaykum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Jazakumullahu khairan Mauna Arafat. Barakallahu feekum to our technicians, Brother Junaid Khan, Brother Riyaz Hussein. Nahmaduhu wa nuswalli ala rasulihil kareem. Amma ba'd. A'udhu billahi min ash-shaytanir rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Rabbi shrah li sadri wa yassir li amri wa hlul 'uqdatam min lisani yafqahu qawli. Subhanaka la ilma lana illa ma 'allamtana innaka antal 'alimul hakim. All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher, and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings, and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Nabi Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Today is the 25th of Rabi'ul Akhir, 1443. With the grace and mercy of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jalla, we focus on chapter 17, Surah Bani Israel, and verses 86 and 87. Before we translate and explain the verses, we should remember this principle. The principle is this: one is Qudratullah, the absolute power, authority, sovereignty, majesty of Almighty Allah. If Almighty Allah wants, Almighty Allah Jalla Wala can crush, decimate, and annihilate this entire universe even today in a split second. That is the Qudratullah, the power, absolute control, authority, sovereignty of Almighty Allah. One is Sunnatullah, the system of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. Every day the sun rises, then the sun sets, and we have our normal system. So that is the system of Almighty Allah called Sunnatullah. The greatest gift and miracle of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, which Almighty Allah conferred to the Master, was, will always be the noble Quran. So in today's lesson, Almighty Allah is speaking about Qudratullah, hypothetically, for argument's sake. So the address is to the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, sallallahu alaihi wasallam. But the greater message and import is for me and you. So understand that this is for argument's sake, hypothetically. So therefore, Almighty Allah uses the word wala in shi'ina. And if you understand Arabic language, that lam there comes in the place of qasam. Walillahi, and by Almighty Allah, in shi'na, if we decree, if we wish, if we want, Almighty Allah uses the royal pronoun we to stamp his authority, majesty, sovereignty. And Almighty Allah is showing us that this is a symbol of respect and reverence. It's known as the royal pronoun. Wala in shi'na, walillahi in shi'na, and by Almighty Allah, if we decree and we want, lanathaban. You see the lanathabanna, that is jawab of qasam. That is a response to the qasam. So lanathabanna billadhi, then we will remove that. Ohayna ilayk, the wahi, the revelation we send to you, ya Rasul Allah sallallahu alayhi wa wasallam, if we want, we send the wahi to you and then we remove it also. So this is hypothetically, and remember for argument's sake. ثُمَّ لَا تَجِدُ لَكَ بِهِ عَلَيْنَا وَكِيلًا. Then you will not find that what does Quran Sharif عَلَيْنَا وَكِيلًا, anybody to plead to us, to bring it back to you and so forth. So obviously this is not going to happen to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, but it will happen to me and you. So many a person today we see that they spend 2 years, 3 years, 5 years, they became a hafiz of the entire Quran Sharif, they memorized the entire Quran. Then they got married and they had children, they got so busy, engrossed in their business, obsessed with their entertainment and movies and cell phone, no time for Quran, and they forgot the entire Quran Sharif. Until today, remember, they can't remember. So that's a major, major sin, and Almighty Allah speaks of that in the Noble Quran. Tomorrow on the day of justice, Allah will raise that person and he will be blind. Qala Rabbi lima hasharatani a'ma, why am I blind, Ya Allah, today on the day of justice? Waqad kuntu basira, and I could see in the world. Qala kadhalika atatka ayatuna fanasitaha, and remember, our verses came to you and you forgot it deliberately, intentionally. One is a person now is gone senile, is 80, 90, 100 years old. No, we're not speaking of that. This is a person, he deliberately, intentionally neglected the Quran Kareem, the Noble Quran. So therefore, the major punishment, وَكَذَٰلِكَ الْيَوْمَ تُنْسَىٰ. So today, the day of justice, the day of judgment, you also will be forgotten, meaning Allah does not forget. You will be neglected and you will be abandoned. Surah 20, Surah Taha, and verses 124, 125, 126. That is the punishment and consequences. So this for Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam is just hypothetically, and for me and you it could be reality. How Allah Ta'ala says, la in ashrakta, if you commit shirk, la yahbatanna amaluk. So obviously the master alayhi salam is not going to commit shirk, Allah forbid. The message is for me and you. So we need to be extremely circumspect and careful in this regard. Illa rahmatan min rabbik, but it is the mercy of your sustainer, nourisher, provider. That what did Almighty Allah do for you, Ya Rasulullah, Ya Habibullah, O Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Inna fadlahu kana alayka kabira, verily the grace of his, Allah's grace, kana alayka kabira, for you was always the biggest, greatest, most, meaning Allah made you the greatest, the most beloved, the most precious in the entire universe. وَرَفَعَنَا لَكَ ذِكْرَكَ, we elevated your Mubarak, blessed, honorable name. إِذَا ذُكِرْتُ ذُكِرْتَ مَعِي, when my name is taken, then your name is taken. لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ مُحَمَّدٌ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ, truly there is none worthy of worship except him, Almighty Allah. And the final and last messenger for humanity, posterity, international community is Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him. So we can see in Adhan, in Iqama, first the name of Allah, Almighty Allah, thereafter that of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So yeah, the lesson is this as well. So each one of us should know that we must align and attach ourselves to the Noble Quran. If we don't do that, as majority of Muslims have done today, then the hadith in Muslim Sharif teaches us, إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَرْفَعُ بِهِ أَقْوَامًا وَيَدَعُ بِهِ آخَرِينَ, verily Almighty Allah will elevate people and nations through this Quran when they attach themselves to it, and Almighty Allah will humiliate and disgrace people through this Quran when they detach themselves and abandon and neglect the Quran. So may Almighty Allah make us of those who who attach ourselves to Quran Sharif, the direct speech of Almighty Allah, the Sunnah Mubarakah, the teaching, preaching of Prophet Muhammad Mustafa Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Our program today, inshallah, between 11 and 12 will be the bliss of marriage, and inshallah, the tafsir commentary will continue between 1 and 2. Inshallah Al-Aziz, Allah Jalla Wala grant us tawfiq and accept all of us.
Listener says, I have a neighbor, Muftisab, who always borrows money. I try to help and ask them to please read Salah and ask Allah, but she does not listen. What do I do? Because I'm very soft-hearted and she knows that. Please advise Ustad.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. The first mistake you are making is this. If you are a male and the female comes, that is your neighbor's wife, neighbor's daughter, you must cut off everything from the start. Today it is this, then it's that, and then she will come when you are alone, and one thing could lead to another. Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, لا يخلوان رجل بمرأتين إلا وثالثهما الشيطان. Never is a strange male and a strange woman together in privacy and no one else is there, but the third party is Shaitan and Satan, the hadith in Mishkat Sharif. So if you want to help her, if they are in dire straits and so forth, then you can help them with zakat, provided that they are poor Muslims. If they are non-Muslim, then you can assist them with sadaqah and voluntary charity and so forth. But if the female, let your wife do that. You don't get involved at all. And if you don't want to, you must be straight and upright and forthright with them and tell them that, see, that we also are barely managing and we don't have any extra, but we will make dua for you, and you also read the Asma'ul Husna, the wonderful, beautiful 99 names of Almighty Allah, and read Ya Wahhabu Ya Wahhab, Allah is the best of givers, as mentioned in chapter 38, verse 35, when Nabi Sulaiman alayhi salam begged Almighty Allah for a magnificent kingdom, that no one must receive such a magnificent kingdom after him. Innaka antal wahhab, Ya Allah, you are the best of givers. So in that way, you encourage them, inshallah.
I see Brother Chris says, morning AK, when does the punishment of the grave start? Is it on the day of judgment by God, or the day we are put in our graves? Brother Chris, Ustad.
Almighty Allah Azza wa Jalla speaks of this in the noble Quran, my brother Chris. And remember, grave does not mean the grave in which we are buried. There are so many people, they are not buried in the grave. You see, millions of people today are cremated, and then they take their ash and then they scatter it there by the mountains or the rivers or the dams and oceans or wherever they feel like. And secondly, you see, a person, remember, has drowned. He or she, their body has not been retrieved. So there's no grave reality for them in that sense there. So you enter. Now we are in Alam al-Dunya. We are in this world. And from there we are transferred to a new realm. The new realm is called Barzakh. You, my brother Chris, I'm sure you've been to Cape Town, or you know about Cape Town. There you have two oceans. One is the Indian Ocean and the Atlantic Ocean. And you know they meet, and when they meet, بَيْنَهُمَا بَرْزَخٌ لَا يَبْغِيَانَ, there is a partition. But you ask anybody, the people who are the masters of the oceans and the water and the marine experts, they'll tell you there's nothing. But you will see the temperature is different, the color is different, the taste is different. So there is a partition, but we cannot see it because of our puny little brains and eyes and vision and sight. So all my Allah states in chapter number 23, Surah Mu'minun, verse 100, وَمِنْ وَرَائِهِمْ بَرْزَخٌ إِلَىٰ يَوْمِ يُبْعَثُونَ. Once a person dies, he enters into a new realm, whether his body is in a mortuary for weeks or months or what have you, whether the person has been cremated and what have you. Cremating in Islam is haram, is not permissible, is unlawful. And remember, or the person is buried in a grave, they all enter a new world, a new realm, and that is Barzakhun ila yawmi yub'athun. and then the questioning starts, and already the pain starts if that person passed away and died without Iman, without Islam. And if a person passed away with Iman, Islam, and was doing good actions and righteous deeds, then already the breeze of Jannah and Paradise will come to him. My brother Chris, an easy example for this. A person is still in prison. Why? He's in custody. But the court case will take place next year, February, March, April, May, whenever. So when a person dies, he enters into the realm of Barzakh, interspace, in between the world and the year after, the Day of Justice. So he's in custody, and then the major court case will take place when he stands in the court of Almighty Allah. So that is what we believe in, without any restrictions and unconditional belief in what Almighty Allah taught us, what Prophet Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam informed us.
Somebody says, Ustad, that I was told that what the right hand does, the left hand should not know. So what about your radio station? It promotes good, but the whole world knows about it. A revered sister, Ustad.
Very good. And my brother Abdullah Amatullah, are you ready? So I hope you all are listening. So kindly contact Mauna Arafat. Just now will be prayer time, then we don't have to rush through it. So inshallah, we hope you didn't oversleep or anything of that sort. My sister, my brother who posed that question, certain things you must publicize and certain things you must not publicize. The hadith is mentioned in Bukhari Sharif, the most authentic compilation. Habibuna Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, وَمَنْ تَصَدَّقَ بِصَدَقَةٍ, whosoever gives out voluntary charity, فَأَخْفَاهَا, and when he does so, he does it so discreetly, privately, حَتَّى لَا تَعْلَمَ شِمَالُهُ مَا تُنْفِقُ يَمِينُ, that the left hand does not know what the right hand is doing. So in a case like that, it means that his family, maybe his parents, his spouse or wife or husband, children, siblings, no one even knows he's helping this person, that person. So that is regarding voluntary actions. But when it comes to propagating Islam, when it comes to educating people, all that must be done publicly. So that's exactly what we are doing. That we, how we have our sermons, all that is done publicly. So remember that this also will be done publicly, because Quran teaches us, kuntum khayra ummatin ukhrijat linnas, you are the best of people taken out for the benefit of humanity. Ta'muruna bil ma'ruf, you must command the good, wa tanhauna 'anil munkar, and forbid the evil. So that must be done publicly. Wa tu'minuna billah, and you believe in Almighty Allah jalla wa ala. Chapter number 3, verse number 110. The Prophet Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, فَلْيُبَلِّغُ شَاهِدُ مِنْكُمُ الْغَائِبِ, you who are present, go convey and propagate this message to those who are absent. So that is what we are doing. When it comes to our voluntary charity and so forth, so that you do discreetly, so that you develop the ikhlas and sincerity, and do so only, solely, exclusively for the love of Almighty Allah. So everything has a place in Islam.
Sister Naomi says here, Ustad, she says that, morning sir, my great, great grandmother is still living, but says she wants to die as a Muslim. She says that all her earnings is not that of a Muslim and should not be put in her will for distribution to our families. She wants to give everything away to total strangers. I mean, sir, is she bonkers? Sister Naomi Ustad.
First and foremost, make her a Muslim now, immediately. If she is there, so you must remember, and she's ready, we can make her a Muslim even now. So their time is of the essence. Remember that she declares the faith, and then she lives with Islam and Iman, and she passes away. So that is the greatest gift which Almighty Allah confers upon a person. Then she's speaking of millions or thousands and so forth. forth. Some of it legal, some of it are not, is illegal, and so forth. So what she's saying is correct. So you must remember that which is illegal through gambling and so forth and so on, she won in the casino, so that will be given to the poor and the needy. So she may bequeath up to 1/3 and say all that must be given there, so that income and so forth. And that what is legal, so after the funeral expenses, after the deaths of the deceased, and after the wasiyah, that is what she has, you know, stood bequeathed for none heirs, so that will go to them, maximum 1/3 of the net estate. And then the fourth one will be the shares of the heirs. So what Omar is saying, great-great-grandmother is saying, is totally permissible and correct. But most important, we need to make her Muslim as soon as possible and immediately if she is awake, and if you can convey the message to her.
Sister Naomi says definitely they will convey the message to her. So maybe tomorrow morning we'll start. Sister
Inshallah, Naomi. Inshallah, anytime.
Somebody says, dear Mufti Saab, I am a revert. I am an electrician. Can I install electricity and plugs and lights in a new church? Ustad.
Almighty Allah Jalla Wala teaches us in chapter 5, Surah 5, Surah Ma'idah, verse 2, وَتَعَوَنُوا عَلَى الْبِرِّ وَالتَّقْوَى, that you must cooperate in piety and righteousness. وَلَا تَعَوَنُوا عَلَى الْإِثْمِ وَالْأُدْوَانِ, you must not cooperate in sin and transgression. So whether it's a casino, whether it is an escort agency, brothel, church, all these type of places, you as a Muslim, you cannot be part and parcel of it. Tomorrow when the church is ready, they will be saying Jesus is the Son of God, Allah forbid. They will be promoting things which Quran and the Hadith totally reject, every Muslim rejects. Jesus was crucified and so forth. So all this for us as Muslims, they are insulting. Remember Prophet Jesus, peace be upon him, insulting his honorable mother, Sayyidina Maryam radiallahu anha, and it is blasphemy there to ascribe and associate somebody to Almighty Allah and say that Almighty Allah has a son and believe in Trinity, that the God is the Holy Father, the Holy Son, and the Holy, Holy, Holy Ghost and all that. So all this year you will become directly an accomplice or indirectly an accomplice. So therefore the fatwa verdict will be no, is not permissible.
I see Brother Theo says, I want you to be my witness, AK, that please, the day I die, I don't want to be cremated. So how do I solve that out? Theo, Ustad.
Very easy. What you must do is you just sign an affidavit and you give it to your accountant, your lawyer, and the people who are responsible in your community, and you write it down there that you must be buried and not cremated and so forth and so on. I mean, you're telling me, but I don't even know your name or your surname. Theo, okay, we know, but what's your surname, your place, your nothing else we know. So it's not going to really help you, my brother. What you need to do is sign that affidavit, and that will be binding on your family and so forth. And something better we can offer you, and that is when you become a Muslim, that must be on your own. We don't impose upon anybody. You must have that in the inner recesses of your heart, that Islam is the only way for salvation for me and for humankind and people, and I go straight to Jannah and paradise with the grace and mercy of all Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, and that is the passport to eternal pleasure. So if you do that, then also we will tell you, sign an affidavit, as we tell all the reverts, that you must sign some document upon a person's death. Then he or she will be buried according to the Islamic law and the Sharia.
He says Theo Palay. So please, sir, make sure that I don't get cremated. Ustad.
Yes, we will make sure, provided you must be the person to sign the affidavit, Mr. Palay, and we pray for you that Almighty Allah shows you the true light and brings you into the fold of Islam.
So can I marry a non-Muslim orphan girl, Ustad, from England? She has no family at all. I'm a South African from Mayfair, Ustad.
First and foremost, what is the definition of an orphan? An orphan in Islam has two conditions. Number one is dead child, man mata abu, whose father has passed away. So when that boy, that girl are 4, 5, 6, 7 years old, and the father, biological father, passed away, they are orphaned. And Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, hadith, the saying in Sahih Muslim, la yutma ba'da ihtilam. After they attain and obtain the age of puberty, maturity, then they are no more yatim, they are no more orphan. Now this girl you are speaking about, she's 17, 18, 20, 25, and you calling her orphan. Alhamdulillah. Sorry about that. Anyway, that to sneeze is a good sign also. So anyway, at-tatha'ub min ash-shaytan, and that to sneeze is from Allah's mercy also. So anyway, the point I'm making is that she is 18, 20 years old. You can't call her an orphan. So that term is wrongly used and misplaced. Second one, for you to marry her and she's a non-Muslim, is not permissible. Surah 2, chapter 2, verse 2. 2, 2, 1. So Almighty Allah states, وَلَا تَنْكِحُ الْمُشْرِكَاتِ حَتَّى يُؤْمِنْ. You must cannot marry a non-Muslim lady until and unless she brings iman, she becomes a Muslim. So you are falling in love with her, she's from England, she has mal, she has jamal, she has beauty, she has wealth, and you're not so concerned that never mind, she's non-Muslim. No, you will lose your iman and your faith also, brother. So be very careful what will happen to your children. So she will make them also non-Muslim. So absolutely haram and not permissible. Yes, she embraces Islam and she is 100% true Muslim and she is convinced about it, not just marriage of convenience, then it is fine for you to marry her.
So the question says here, sir, we are a group of reverts, but we are so confused that we wish to abolish Islam because when we ask learned people simple questions, why do we get different answers? I thought Islam was one religion, but we see it is no different from our former. I give an example, sir. Some Maulanas celebrate the birth of the Prophet, while others totally disagree. Could you please explain, Ustad?
Remember that to say that Islam is just like the other religions, I mean that you yourself know you are not being 100% honest. The Quran Sharif is the direct speech of Almighty Allah in its pristine purity. No addition, no omission, no interpolation. Almighty Allah has protected it. And you know the Bible, the Torah, the Gospel, all have been corrupted and so forth. We have millions of people who have by hearted it, committed it to memory, and they don't even have one single person today on this earth living that can tell us he or she has memorized the entire gospel, the Injil, revealed to Prophet Jesus, peace be upon him, or one person who has memorized the original Torah, revealed to Prophet Moses, peace be upon him. You go ask the priest, go ask the rabbi, none of them can do so. So we need to be honest as well. Yes, there will be matters of interpretation. So that will happen. You must remember, one will interpret it this way, one will interpret it that way. Every Muslim believes the day when Prophet Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam's Milad Mubarak, honorable birth took place, was, is, will always be the greatest day of human history. And remember that is why we say that the time when the Master alayhi salatu wasalam's honorable Milad birth took place around 4:35 in the morning, 20th April, the year Gregorian calendar 571. Was to show humanity that the Subah Kazib is finished and Subah Sadiq has started. The Fajr time has started. So the message of Noor, the message of radiance and effulgence has come to the world. And this is enshrined in the noble Quran. And that is, remember, chapter 14, verse number 1. لِتُخْرِجَ النَّاسَ مِنَ الظُّلُمَاتِ إِلَى النُّورِ. So you take the people out from the darknesses in which they are groping. sleeping in, and bring them to the light, radiance, and effulgence of Islam. So every Muslim person must love Nabi alayhi salam, must follow the Prophet, peace be upon him, all that. Now remember to say, you must have celebration. So in Islam, there's no celebration. You must remember that on a particular day. We say that every day we must speak of the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him. Every day we must follow Prophet, peace be upon him. In Islam, we don't have celebration of birthdays. That is a Western custom. It has nothing to do with Islam. So you must remember, see Christianity. Now December will start tomorrow, Wednesday, and 25th of December, they say celebration of Jesus. Absolute lie, propaganda, fabrication. Nowhere is that mentioned in the Bible. Nowhere is that mentioned in any scripture. But they want to fool the people, the asses, or the masses are asses, and then the bankers are very happy in the name of Jesus, and sell this, all these type of things. So otherwise, if you go to Palestine, you will know it is midwinter, December, January time, and Jesus, peace be upon him, was born during summer, and that Quran refers to, and even the Bible alludes to that. So birthday, like that, how you understand birthday, make one cake and celebrate, and wine, dine, and swine, and all those things, Islam never ever allows these type of things. Islam says we must remember, follow, love the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, more than any other creation every day of our life.
I see Yuvraj and Viraj, they say that when we die, we take absolutely nothing with us, sir. So why do we run after millions? Ustad.
So you must remember that is also enshrined and mentioned in the Noble Quran that this human being, he forgets to be loyal to Almighty Allah. See the Noble Quran, chapter 100, and first five verses, 1-5, Almighty Allah speaks about the horses and their loyalty. فَالْمُغِيرَاتِ سُبْحَا فَأَثَرْنَا بِهِ نَقْعَا فَوَسَطْنَا بِهِ جَمْعَا. If somebody comes, the enemy, the crooks there to the farm, and the horses are there, they will not retreat, they will advance, and they will take on the crooks and so forth, because they are loyal to their manager, owner, benefactor. Me and you, my brothers, Yuvraj and so forth, that remember that me and you, Allah complains of me and you. Chapter 100 of the Noble Quran and verse 6, 7 and 8. Innal insana li rabbihi lakanud. This insan, this human being, the masterpiece, is very ungrateful to Almighty Allah. Wa innahu ala dhalika la shaheed. That he bears testimony to it. Wa innahu li hubbil khayri la shadeed. Why is he ungrateful? His love for wealth has increase is so intense, in the process he forgets Almighty Allah. He now obsessed with his millions and millions, and he forgot all the bounties, or most of the bounties of Allah. So that is the downfall. Therefore we see capitalism, secularism are cursed systems, and they are there for the destruction of humanity. May Almighty Allah guide us one and all. Ameen. Inshallah, between 11 and 12 today, we will have the bliss of marriage. Barakallahu fiqh. Assalamu alaikum.